From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith. In the past legislative session, Representative Keith Frederick of RALA sponsored a bill that would have created a state survey to screen for depression in medical students. The bill didn't make it to Governor Nixon's desk this year, but KBIA's Hope Kerwin found that collecting data on the mental health of medical students might be the first step to fixing a growing problem.
Last weekend, around 100 students graduated from the University of Missouri School of Medicine. But four times that many doctors will commit suicide this year in the United States. Many believe problems with depression and anxiety in medical students is a leading cause for the mental health issues among physicians. Dr. Stuart Slavin is the Associate Dean for Curriculum at St. Louis University School of Medicine. After learning about the growing prevalence of depression and anxiety in medical students, Slavin decided to anonymously survey the students at SLU about their mental health. He says the results were devastating.
We saw depression rates between 25% and 30%, as many as 60% of our medical students in some classes had moderate to severe levels of anxiety.
Slavin says once SLU's administration realized how many medical students were suffering from mental health issues, they began making curriculum changes to reduce students' stress, such as decreasing the amount of time spent in classes and creating stress management courses for first-year students. After a year in the new system, the rate of depression in the school's medical students had decreased to 11%, and the rate of anxiety was cut in half. While the curriculum adjustments cost the school less than $5,000 to implement, Slavin says SLU wouldn't have considered changing their system without evidence that the mental health of their students was a problem.
It is much easier to ignore the problem when you don't have data. And, you know, if other schools saw similar numbers to the ones we had initially, I think it would be very hard for them to ignore.
Yet Representative Keith Frederick worked this legislative session to require Missouri medical schools to face the problem head on. Frederick introduced a bill that would have required medical schools in the state to provide an optional screening program to students. The survey would identify students who are depressed or at high risk for depression. And several years later, the information would be used to report the rate of depression at each school to the public, similar to the way average scores on licensing examinations are made public for each school.
If they have an option to go to a school where the prevalence of depression in the second year of med school is 30% versus one that's 10%, I think they should have the right to know that information ahead of time and make a choice based on the health risks.
But he also hopes medical schools will be motivated to improve the mental health of their students once they realize it's a problem.
I think that medical schools in general across our country need to embrace the concept that an important measure of the performance of a medical school should be the mental health of the students that complete that program. Because they're getting high board scores, but at what cost?
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk with Hope Kerwin, I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.